Well, boys and girls, good to see you this morning. And I brought about a big envelope. That's quite a big envelope, isn't it? And inside this envelope, I have these things here. Now, I'm sure most people here today have had an x-ray. You've had maybe something wrong with you. You have to go to hospital or go up to the hospital, and you've had to have an x-ray. And that's what these are here. Maybe an x-ray on your chest or an x-ray on your back or some other part of your body. And, of course, these are outdated because when you go for an x-ray now, it goes onto a computer. And that has happened in the past 10 years at least. And they're no more producing these black sheets here. The reason I got these was when I was in Portrush, I needed to do a talk to children, and I thought to myself, you know, where would I get some of these x-rays? And I decided, well, the only place to get them is in the hospital. So I decided to go over to the Causeway Hospital and just go and see what the score was there. And I was walking down the corridor, and who did I meet but a lady who came to our church? And I said to her, look, I'm wondering, could they give me any x-rays? She said to me, you've come on the right day because they're doing the changeover today. They're changing over from these onto producing x-rays on the computer. So go you down there and ask, and they'll give you some. And that's exactly what I did. And that's how I come to have these here this morning. So you can be assured, unless you're visiting from the North Coast, that these x-rays is none of your x-rays. They come from somebody up there. Now, the first one here, you probably can't see it from where you are, but it's an x-ray of a guy's head or a guy's face. And when I look at the x-ray, I can see that there's two little things in here. I don't know whether they're bullets or what they are, but he seemed to have a very sore face, and you can see that in the x-ray. The other x-ray here, let me see, right way around. You see, I'm not an expert. I was looking that upside down. If I'd have been treating you, dear knows where I would have sent you. Now, it's quite obvious that this guy's got a broken leg. And he's got a broken leg just above the ankle. So that's the prognosis for that one. I think there's maybe one more in here, boys and girls. Let me see if we can find it. Here's another one here. This is a small one. And yes, I've got that the right way up. Now, I can't make out whether this is the x-ray of a person's feet or their hands. I know there's five each here, two fives. Whether it's their feet or their hands, I don't know. So we'll leave that to the experts. I'm just showing you what I'm thinking about this morning. The x-ray, boys and girls, enables the doctor, when there's something wrong with someone, they take an x-ray, and they can see inside. They can see what nobody else can see. They can see what they themselves can't see. Going by what the people says about themselves, going by how they feel, they take the x-ray, and the x-ray shows what's going on inside our body. That's what the x-ray is for. It's to help the doctor to give the proper treatment or to give the proper medicine to try to cure the person who's ill, because it lets the doctor see what's going on inside our bodies. And you know, boys and girls, we can't see inside people. We can see people as they are. You can see the folks in church this morning, what kind of clothes they're wearing, what kind of shoes they're wearing, and all those different things about them, whether they're wearing glasses, whether they're not wearing glasses. You see the things on the outward person, but we can't see inside one another. I can't see, for example, this morning, what you're thinking. I can't see whether you're thinking of what I'm speaking about or whether you're thinking about something you did yesterday. I can't see that. But you know, boys and girls, God sees us. And God sees not only our outward appearance, But God sees our heart this morning. God sees your heart. He sees my heart. God knows what I'm thinking this morning. He knows what you're thinking this morning. He knows everything about us. There's nothing we can hide from God. You may try to cover up things maybe that you do at home, or maybe that you do at school, maybe things that wouldn't go down well with mum or dad or with a school teacher. And you can maybe try to cover it up or get somebody to make an excuse for you. But boys and girls, we cannot hide from God. And you know, we've all done wrong and we've all sinned. And God sees our sins this morning. He knows all about them. I'm glad that nobody here knows all about my sins, but God knows. Boys and girls, God knows about your sins this morning. I don't know about them, but God knows about them. He can see. He can see inside. He can see our heart. And that's why the Lord Jesus Christ came. God sent His Son because He realized that we had a great need. We needed to have these sins cleansed and forgiven and washed away. And so He sent His Son to die for our sins, to shed His blood to pay the price for sin. So remember, boys and girls, you do something, you try to cover it up, as we've all done. Remember that God knows, and God sees, that God has provided a means whereby your sins can be forgiven and that you can be cleansed from those sins and made right with God and ready for heaven. Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.